You're listening to Nashville Public Radio. I'm Jason Moon Wilkins. For the past several weeks, Republicans have been dealing with rambunctious crowds in town halls and legislative corridors. It's happening across the nation and in Tennessee. They've sparked a debate. Are these authentic grassroots protests of President Donald Trump, the Republicans in Congress, and those controlling the Tennessee State Capitol? Or are they AstroTurf activists who've been paid to turn out? Here to offer some observations is our political reporter, Chas Sisk. Hello, Chas.
Hi, Jason.
So one of Tennessee's own congressmen, Marsha Blackburn, has been among the latest Republicans to get into hot water over angry crowds. She claims that of the people inside her recent town hall meeting in Fairview, no more than a third was from her congressional district. Chas, you were there. Is that true?
I think one third is lowballing it, and Congressman Blackburn has backed off that figure in more recent interviews. On the other hand, there have been claims that attendance was limited to people who live in Blackburn's congressional district, and that's also untrue. Several people who asked questions identified themselves as living outside her district. So I'd say it was a mix of people from the Nashville area, the majority of whom seemed to live in the 7th congressional district, and almost uniformly, they were critical of Blackburn and the Republicans, which gets at something else. Going into this town hall, Blackburn's critics wondered if she'd stock the audience with friendly faces, and that doesn't seem to have happened either.
So it was Tennesseans in Fairview, but the backdrop for this debate really are the claims that many of the people showing up to these town halls are paid activists, not ordinary citizens. Do we have any evidence of that?
Yeah, I think that's a pretty specious claim. It's true that there were organizers involved in getting people to come out. In fact, it's no secret who put together the alternative town hall that took place on the lawn outside. That was Bernie Ellis. He's been active in Tennessee politics for a long time. But, you know, rallies don't just spring up on their own. Somebody has to pick a time and a place, and somebody has to get the word out. And those organizers might be paid or they might be volunteers. You know, this criticism really sounds a lot like what was said about the Tea Party rallies back in 2009 and 2010. Those were definitely organized by activists, many of them paid. But the crowd you saw outside the state capitol and in the town squares, those were voters, and they were very effective at the ballot box.
Well, that gets us to my final question. Do you think we're seeing a replay of the Tea Party rallies, and do you think Tennessee politicians are going to react?
I'm not so sure that these rallies are as likely to lead to a sea change in Tennessee politics as the way the Tea Party rallies did, and that has a lot to do with how legislative districts are drawn up right now. In 2009 and 2010, you had a lot of Democratic districts in Tennessee that were close to tipping at both the congressional and the state level. The Tea Party protest really pushed them over. That gave Republicans control of redistricting in 2011, and they drew up districts that were much safer for them. Blackburn, for instance, probably doesn't have much to worry about, whether 33% or 93% of the crowd at her town hall was from her district. It is still solidly Republican.
Thank you, Chas.
You're welcome.
Chas Sisk covers politics for Nashville Public Radio. He joins us on Mondays.